Any questions, comments about work coming up in the next month?
We should begin the hike through probably about coming free about this time next month.
Okay. And I know I've asked this every month, but still the plan is to go from the new pump station and start running up to the old Joe P. It's where you're going to start. Okay.
Just going to schedule the pipe work.
Schedule the pipe work?
It's included.
Okay. It's in the update. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, Corey, if that ever changes, just make sure Greg knows where you guys are working from day to day. And then I guess when Jackie's out as well, he'll probably be helping out a little bit with pipeline
work. Maybe but. When we do get started, we may be picking up an additional crew. So we might be running two crews at once.
Okay.
Or at least have a crew unload the pipe out the road. Crew laying. It takes some time to get all that pipe on the
trigger. Yeah, that's what's going to be my next thing. Are you still looking for a spot, or are you thinking you're just going to string it along? Okay.
Well, don't put a hack in the hole in front door.
Yeah. So you said you're getting pretty much all the pipe delivered, right? So I mean, you're going to be stringing the whole, the whole pipeline.
Stringing it like individual pieces.
Might just string bundles.
Yeah. Oh, okay, string bundles. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Gotten some by how much dope?
17 pieces, I believe. Nothing get through that whole stuff.
Right.
Yes, okay. That's the ductile that go through the creek crossing.
Okay.
Have we counted that up and made sure how much we have? And is it enough to go all the way to the river we went all the way to pump station? Stuck a little bit of pump station too. And we're putting in, you know, we had a little bit under the creek. And when it gets deep, all that stuff will, and then we turn and tie in the bigger wet well. No point in playing to just make sure we got enough pump.
Okay.
This is a couple months out, but it's related.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brian and I talked in West, Josh and I talked very briefly. Big push, I think, is going to be to get the gravity pin, you know, New Joe P, to get the water line. Same time with the second crew start here, Joe P portion. We're going to fly them together.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got the excavation done over East Middle. So there's a manhole that they've got to do. Bottom line is we're going to fly them together and run the pipe from the pump station, 18, back to the manhole right at the
mm-hmm.
over toward the doghouse.
Okay.
The drop man.
Yep.
The drop man. We'll go ahead and do that because in a couple months we'll be ready to backfill that area.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get that done.
Get it in there and out of the way.
That's a tight area.
Okay.
So we're just going to fly it together and get that done.
Okay.
So it fits in before the night.
Okay. And just one other thought came up when we were talking about it. I mean, as far as traffic control when you guys are out there, I mean, I know you're working out in the right of way, but were you going to be other than just construction work ahead.
Use an auto flare.
Okay.
It will be fine.
Okay.
We'll be closing the lane here. Use an auto flare.
Okay.
They work quite well.
All right.
Situation. Use traffic slow.
All right. Coordination items. Have you guys heard anything back from our friends at Wake Electric?
Email changes software.
Okay. They admitted
that they're
going to
have to use
the DOT,
right? Last I saw, they did.
Asked
you all to make a call.
Yeah, and we did. I did. All right. I'll follow up again, see where things are with that. Project working hours. Again, I know, I mean, this is something I know just kind of came up last month, but it's been resolved just to make sure that Greg knows, if you guys do need to work late, if something comes up, which kind of gets on the next thing. But yeah, just make sure you let them know. I mean, otherwise seven to seven yeah. Kind of right now. So, I mean, Greg knows when you're there, just, but if something comes up, just make sure he's aware.
East Middleton.
Yeah. Yeah. Understood. And then the repair of the East Middleton influent gravity line. Understand it got hit during some excavation out there. And
it was damaged during some
excavation. And it was the Sigwasser crews that came out and did the repair?
No, we just supplied parts. And
yeah, Sigwasser supplied parts and assisted us in repair.
Okay.
And then we purchased material.
Okay. So that's a done issue then. All right. Great. And then concrete shrinkage testing. Where are we at?
We're just waiting on the results, but.
And I have not seen the final results.
Yep.
Okay. But as far as we know, everything's going to be good with that. Right. Yep. Excellent. Anything else in terms of coordination items? F&R. I know there were some. We're having some discussions with them just in terms of extended coverage, but no issues with getting them out there. What they're doing.
We had one problem. On Friday, we told F&R that they
didn't talk. Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that email.
And then, you know, I called up Kyle Murphy. And that's why we don't use the field reps to.
Okay. All right. Okay. And as far as getting test reports back from them, Logan, they've been loading those into the. Okay.
Yep. So as soon as we're getting them, we're putting them up on SharePoint. So
okay.
They're all up there.
Yeah, so hopefully if anybody needs to get access to the breaks or anything, that's on SharePoint. Anything else under coordination items? All right. Submittals, critical delivery items. We've got, 9 submittals currently under review. Any critical items at this point? Any manhole? Yeah.
ARVs are 18 weeks.
They're fine. Because they're exactly the same smell when you submit.
Yep. Well, we can chat after
that, but I didn't say it.
Didn't. And Dan says release. Yeah, there you go.
Haley came to me and said, "We've already released it." No, I just looked through it. Yeah, they are.
Is there going to be anything else coming up in the near future that you're aware of that's going to be a quick turnaround?
Those are the manhole, for sure. And if we want to get real specific, talk about the one just on the gravity line at one manhole, we're in the middle to get drill back. Going to be a while before they hit one.
Yep. Right.
Those are pretty pricey. The plug valves provide. In your guys hand. Over here, I've talked about a couple subjects. Well, my hand will.
Yep. We got a response from our lead today. I'm almost certain that it's non-issues. So we'll return that either today or tomorrow.
This is long. Like, get those things back around.
Yep.
Precast. The precast.
We're reviewing.
I've been back and forth handle on that load, and I have beat that thing to death. In terms of exactly where the hatches need to be, it helps beat to death on the valve boxes that go in there. But before anybody starts changing, let's have a talk as far as layout, because I've been through it so many times, that I want to save your all time. If there's a question about anything that you see, check it out.
Okay.
But if you see something, say, well, why this?
Yep.
There's probably a reason. Mm-hmm. It could be just going after it.
Okay. Yeah. But before we return that, if we have questions, maybe we'll probably just set up a call.
Okay.
Chat before we send it back and go through a whole resubmittal. And so. Okay. Thanks.
But as far as things like electrical gear or anything like that, are you...
Yep. Okay. Okay. Out of curiosity, you know what the lead time is on generators these days?
I'm not sure if that's generator or ATS. That was the worst case given. But we won't really see until we get ready.
Mm-hmm.
They won't give you anything firm until it's
50 weeks.
One is 52. Air.
Mm-hmm.
Got there sooner. Originally, that said 52 weeks.
As long as we can get the equipment,
yeah.
For, we were meeting about this morning, Josh and Wes. The big of these bills that they have, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
But the Iraq layout, based on approved equipment. Once we get that approved generator, big work, it'll be the rough end.
Yep.
The duct bank, duct around.
Yeah.
All that. So, yeah, if the equipment's there, like that's got the structures there available for them in the rack field. I think that's okay, but it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Review of pending change orders, field orders, work change directives. I know we got change order one out to you the other day, Dan. I mean, that's a zero cost one, but, whenever you get a chance to review that and sign that, send that back.
We got it yesterday.
Yep.
We were here. Oh,
yep. Okay. Okay. And then we'll get that, Hillary or Brian, after we get that signed from Heron, we were going to be sending it to SIGWASA for their signature. And then it comes to Hillary, we'll send that to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'll be fine. And then I can forward it on to Brian after I've looked at it and just made sure that everything looks good.
Okay. And then just another clarification. I saw your email the other day, and just so we did have the other VE item credits, but the way I read your email is that we do need to go ahead and account for all those VE items in the next change order. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is Brian. Yeah, our expectation is if we're going to take it out of the contract, we take it out of the contract and put it into the owner's contingency. So it's, mm-hmm. it's something we would have told you to do on this one, but since it was already rolling, we didn't really cry foul. But yeah, next change order, the contract should represent what we have in the budget form.
Okay. And then we have a few other items that we are either have reviewed or are reviewing or working through. So, I mean, there will be a change order number two at some point, here in the near future. And then I'll just, when it gets to the point where, we're working through it and everything and we're keeping a log. I wasn't going to tackle all the paperwork until you necessarily need to start billing against some of those items. So just let me know and, raise the flag and we'll go ahead and pull it out, all that together.
There's some of those laying out there that, it's going to be out. We don't care if you decide about the demolition of the GOP booster station that year next month or 6 months.
Right. So, okay.
It's anything that has material. Not a lot to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spend your time.
Understood. We want another generator. Go ahead and add that in.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that right.
Understood.
But things like the surgery, if we need to make a decision, everybody stop.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
On the,
yep.
So it has something to do with it.
Okay. But yeah, there are some items out there that we're keeping track of. And like I said, we will start pulling those together. At the appropriate time.
I think we've built part
now. Yep, no, go ahead.
We've given you, Logan, everything that you have from Booker's on the
product. Correct. Yep. Yep. We have everything from the search checks. Yep.
The search checks. Yep. Like you've got ours. You
correct.
Have that. You've got the middle, but not the column.
Yep, that's correct.
Over the ball valve?
No. Separate. That's the ball valve.
Yep, we have that.
Is they changed from the problem
back. I have not heard back from first. But okay. Then we're still waiting for them to call them still back. It's just that different problem.
Yeah, but it's more expensive than I expect the initial problem. At least according to Corey Mack,
it's just quite a bit
more. It's a more in depth apparatus. So yeah.
Just for the record, yes, they put her on the record information. Those valves are coming from the same distributor. Just the Ferguson is selling the Wilkerson and Ford makes them. They're both going back to the same place.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's where the reason the smells of that.
Yep, understood. Yep.
Any other business? We're kind of jump through this. Anything else? Hillary, Brian, anything on your end?
Nothing on my end.
Okay.
No, so far so good.
All right, great.
Have I hit on everything? Yes, I'm okay. All set. All right.
Anybody else?
There's a couple questions.
Okay. Excellent.
Couple quick questions, Bill.
Sure.
How are we handling rain days so far?
Josh, you guys are keeping track of lost time to weather and that kind of stuff. Okay.
I think that
I mean, what I would ask Josh is that you and Greg kind of agree on stuff and we keep a record of, you know, hopefully it never becomes an issue. But we would like to like kind of have an idea, and maybe Greg, if you could put it in your monthly report that you put together.
It is in there.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So just make sure that you guys are squared away on that before we finalize those reports.
So, yeah,
we talk every month.
Okay.
Actually,
they
before the
days impact. Okay. All right.
Finalize that.
Yeah. You guys know, I mean, you know, the schedule could look great now, but, you know, a year from now, you might want to come back and ask for, you know, 3 days back in July. So,
I did not say that.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Yep. Great. Michael?
A couple more. I couldn't really hear much on this. The working after hours. How was that addressed since we've had a couple situations where that's occurred now?
Josh and Greg are in contact with that, and it seems like anything that was an issue has been worked out and resolved.
Okay. And as far as maybe it's worth there, it's worth repeating, I don't know, but what is the policy again or requirements for getting approval to work after hours as far as SIGWASA's involvement?
Believe it's minimum 48 hours.
48 hours. I mean, unless it's an emergency situation like it was this past month, I mean, it's not, you know, you hit the influent line and you're not going to ask for 48 hours, give them 48 hours notice. So no, it's 7 to 7. If you do have scheduled work beyond those hours, 48 hours notification. But stuff happens. So.
Okay. And then the last question I think was, and maybe this is a separate topic, from this discussion related to the mailbox.
Yep. We got that addressed before the call.
You mind giving a quick summary of how that was addressed?
Josh is going to go out and talk to Ms. Horton again and just make sure everything is squared away. Just see if she still has any complaints or anything like that, and we will resolve it if there are any.
Okay, and what's the schedule for getting out there and having that conversation?
Today.
If she's there.
If she's home. And Greg will be gone with Josh.
Okay, great. And how are we going to document that? Is that just in our daily field report? Or are we going to do like a memo or something like that?
You can put it in the daily.
Yeah, and Greg, just let us know. Yep.
Okay. I don't think I had any other questions. Thanks.
All right. Anything else? Going once, going twice. All right. Thank you all. Next meeting, October 21st. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone.
Who got this? We'll take it.
Okay.
Go to Rockford.